This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Islamabad today, lawyers opposed to General Pervez Musharraf's candidacy in next week's presidential election engaged in running battles with police. The trouble erupted a day after Pakistan's Supreme Court rejected several petitions that argued it is illegal for the general to run or be elected. NPR's Philip Reeves was at the scene of the unrest.
Lobbing in tear gas now from the police side.
We were in the middle of Pakistan's seat of government, in Constitution Avenue itself, outside the country's Supreme Court and its election commission. Several hundred lawyers in black suits and ties gathered here, upset and angered by yesterday's verdict, but determined to carry on campaigning against Musharraf's candidacy. They were vastly outnumbered by riot police and other security forces. It wasn't long before the police and lawyers were beating one another with sticks, and tear gas shells were flying into the grounds of Pakistan's highest court.
The police are now throwing rocks at the crowd.
The police said they were only trying to stop the lawyers from entering the election commission. Yesterday, some of the lawyers threatened to ransack the building. Deputy Inspector General of Islamabad Police, Shahid Nadeem Baluch, was in charge of today's operation.
We tried our best to keep them away, that they should not come here and damage the government property or hamper the proceedings. But once they started moving, then there was no option.
While fights raged outside, the Election Commission was scrutinizing the nomination papers for the presidential election from 43 candidates in all, including the incumbent General Musharraf. Musharraf's papers were approved. That was expected. The commission is widely considered pro-government. But so were the nominations of six other candidates, including one of Musharraf's staunch opponents, Wajihuddin Ahmed, a retired judge nominated by the lawyers' community. The vote's due next Saturday by Pakistan's national and provincial parliaments. The lawyers campaigning against Musharraf say they're determined to carry on trying to block his re-election to the very end. They're unimpressed by Musharraf's pledge to take off his uniform shortly after he's re-elected. Today, as they beat their riot shields and yelled at the lawyers, the police appeared to be giving them a helping hand. Immediately after yesterday's court verdict, the lawyers and opposition activists campaigning against Musharraf looked and sounded defeated. Today's show of force by Musharraf's security forces may give them new momentum. It certainly generated outrage amongst Pakistanis who came to witness it. People like civil rights activist Tahina Abdullah.
I've never seen anything like it. This is a government at war with its own citizens. And it's a very sad thing to have to say.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.